Blog Talk Radio.
They're not gonna play the audio. Oh, it's not gonna play the audio.
There.
And his own story was as curious as his narrative. The tale of his life is the tale of a writer of incredible vision, an astute analyst and pundit, a lyricist compassionate and callous, a reckless hedonist, and disaffected malcontent.
I spit that wonder rhyme, me and my conglomerates shall remain anonymous.
Yo, what is up, people? It is the guy, the one and only, the Zed Turk, 214, owner of the Green Bay Packers, coming live for SFL Weekly 10-8. And of course, as usual, I got my guy here, Young Steps, also known as Cypher the Guy, owner of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Steps, say what's up to the people.
What's going on, party people? We are officially in week 9. And people are out here getting dubs, and people are out here taking some vicious, vicious and sad L's, and I'm loving every second of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's 20 L's to go around. L's every. Yo, man, we back. I know we took longer than usual. We had some scheduling issues, but, hey, we here now, so it don't matter. So let's dive right into it. Yo, Steps, a lot of stuff been going on since we since last time we've been on air. No, one of the some of the funniest stuff that has happened as far as like owners actually leaving the chat. I thought that was pretty funny. actually, one left twice. Was it Austin? Was it Austin? Or am I? I'm getting confused with somebody.
That was definitely Austin because he took two very vicious L's back to back weeks.
Yeah, that was tough. That one was tough. Yo, Austin, my prayers is out with you. but I think he'll be all right. He's just he's licking his wounds right now, Paul. And he'll get it together. He'll be back. But I thought that was pretty funny. Well, first thing we're gonna cover today. Want to go over some of the mid-season awards that we have, or
player of the weeks maybe. We can do that.
Yeah, player of the week. My fault, man. I'm right here tripping. Yeah, let's do a couple of the player of the weeks for the last couple of weeks that we missed. I want to say last time we were on the air, it was week 5 or 6. Am I correct? Or 5? I'm gonna say it was 5.
Yep, I think it was 5.
It was week 5. So we'll just go from week 5, move on, and just tell me if you want to throw anything about the performances that we had. We had week 5 NFC. Offense, we had Dak Prescott, 11-22, 264, 5 TDs, 5 passing TDs. And I'm sure that Gomes got the win in that game because he's undefeated. And on defense, we got is his name Nickel Roby Coleman or something like that? I don't remember the guy's name fully. That's close enough. He had 5 tackles with a pick and 2 touchdowns. So, 14 points being had there. Good look for JD's defense right there with a player of the week. On the AFC side, we had Jeremy Langford, 14 carries, 91 rushing yards, 2 TDs, 8 receptions for 120, and 2 reception TDs. So we have 4 TDs altogether and about 210 total yards of offense. That's ridiculous from the Patriots owner right there. And on defense, we had Dante Fowler Jr. with 5 QB tackles in one game, talking about going ham. That was week five. We got week 6. We got a couple of people. Oh, we got a surprise here. We got Davis Webb from New York Giants, who went 19-25, 346, 6 passing TDs. 6 passing TDs? Mm. Davis Webb?
Yeah, man.
Who were they playing? Who were they playing week 6? Jesus.
I don't know.
And then on the other side of the rock for the NFC, we had Tack McKinley freaking 5 QB tackles. What is up with guys giving up 5 QB tackles to one player? Like, what's going on? Run, get away, people. Scramble, climb up the pocket. Jesus. on AOC side, week 2 had Jimmy Garoppolo, 34-47, 663 passing yards and 6 TDs. I think I was around for this. Did he lose this game?
He lost that game, I believe. Wait a second. Hold on. That game?
That was week 6. That was week 6. We'll go to
the –
he
won that game.
He won the game.
Yeah,
okay.
He won that.
God. If he'd have lost that one, I think I'd have put an Ethernet cord at the back of mine. Console with that. Oh, let's see. I have an M. May. I don't know who the heck this is. 10 tackles, Marcus May. Oh, okay. Hey. 10 tackles, 2 QB tackles, and a forced fumble, which is that's a pretty good stat line. We got week 7 here. Oh, God, I remember this. Drew Brees, NFC. That was actually against me. 18 of 30, 481, 4 QB, I mean 4 passing TDs, 1 pick, 40. That's not relevant. But yeah, that was, I remember that game very well. Freaking Fagan Jr. Took a trip into the time machine. Thought it was Ohio State all over again. On the defensive side, we had Dominique Rogers Cromartie, 3 tackles, 2 picks, 2 touchdowns. Sounds like 2 pick sixes on him. Somebody made sure they squad at least had some points on the board. That's a good look from the Giants owner. Looks like he had a couple of players of the week over the last couple of weeks. Also, Jeremy Langford back again, 17 carries, 109, and a rushing touchdown. It looks like he did have a fumble, but he also had 6 receptions for 86 yards and 3 receiving touchdowns. So another 4 TD day for Jeremy Langford and about 195 all together. And then on the defensive side, we had Xavier Howard, 3 tackles, 2 picks, and a touchdown as well. So good looks there from the Dolphins owners, who I know is struggling. So that is a bright spot in his, for his season so far. And last week we had NFC Offensive Player of the Week. It's going to be Zeke Elliott carrying that rock, 31 carries, 216. 4 rushing touchdowns. He did have a fumble, but that doesn't matter. He also had 1 reception for 20 yards. So good looks right there for Gomes. 230 yards total on the day for Zeke and 4 touchdowns. Also on the other side of football, Gomes took the NFC Player of the Week with Jalen Smith, 6 tackles, 2 QB tackles, 6 picks.
Mm.
Bruh. Who was he playing? Who was that against? Who did he play last week?
He was playing against the Washington Redskins, man.
The Washington Redskins? What is the Redskins record?
He's actually not too bad. I think I want to say maybe like 4-3 or something.
4-3. You think he's going to go to the playoffs? You think Washington will go to the playoffs?
Well, excuse me, he's 3-4, and I don't think he's going to make it, mainly because he's in the division with Gomes, who is 7-0, then you got Bryce, who's 8-1 at the moment because he just won his game. So those are, you know, one of those two are going to be wild cards, and then you have myself, you have Krim, and it's a long shot, 3-4, and you have to compete with teams that are and it'll be tough.
Playoffs? No playoffs for him.
Playoffs? Yeah. Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game. Another game.
I hope they can. Yeah, me too. I hope they can win another game with that division. Yo, moving on the offensive side, we got Lamar Miller, 15 carries, 121 yards. rushing TD, 3 receptions, 61 yards through the air. So it gives him about, we'll say, a good 182 from scrimmage and 2 touchdowns. And then on the defensive side, LB picking up Player of the Week honors with I think it's Robbie Humbler. Six tackles, 2. Yeah, something like that. 6 tackles, 2 QB tackles, 1 interception, 2 forced fumbles. So it's a good week for those guys. Moving on here, we want to I guess, do you want to take over the floor here and give your thoughts on a couple of things, or do you want to move over to around the SFL? You want to go around the SFL?
Let's go ahead and go around the SFL. Let's go ahead and do that.
Okay, we're going around the SFL. We're gonna break. We got a little different format for it this time around. We're gonna go four downs. I'm gonna take first down. Steph's gonna take second down. I'm gonna take third down, and Steph's gonna finish it off on fourth down, and keep it going for us. On first down, I just want to discuss the emphasis on punishment for those who are inactive this early in the cycle. I feel like that's something that's really not a good look. You do have a couple of owners who have already kind of fallen off, like they're not really playing their game. Now, granted, I really don't know their situation. Maybe the office does, but it's not kind of a good look for everybody else when you have guys who are kind of notorious for not posting in the chat. Then they go ghost, and now it seems like they're already tanking, you know, compared to those who are actually around and still are willing and trying to win at this point, regardless of what their record is. That is something I just want to shine a light on. I'm not trying to just, you know, cause no, I guess, witch hunt behind it, but it was something that I wanted to shed a little light on. Also, another thing is, don't forget, guys, it is middle of the season. We are getting towards the end. If there's, like, certain things that you guys want to bring up to it, administration as far as like the sliders, you feel like this is happening a little bit too much or this is happening a little bit not happening enough, hey, just throw it out there in a very constructive manner, and the admins hopefully can vote on it during the off season and we can get those changes made for the next season. All right, that's all I have for first down, so we'll take it to Steps for second. What you got, Steps?
All right, second down, I'm going to go ahead and touch on an article that I read. So I read an article from owner LB, and it was an article entitled, what's it entitled? Defense Plays Bills Football. And in this article, LB mentioned that, in a quote, actually, he said, "We see a particular route that all of our opponents have deployed, and it's always open. It's not just open against us. We've seen it on film, open for most teams who run it. We're going to try to work on something to counter it." So I'll say this. If this route is what I think it is, then the league is going to have a problem. Because I've noticed that a lot of people do run a specific, like, three different routes that, like, you know, they usually come up every other play, you know, especially whenever they need the yardage. So if LB figures out a way to stop those plays and whatnot, it's going to be a problem for the rest of the league. LB, he started off the league, started off the year kind of rough. You know, he had a couple of tough losses in there. He had a few that he should have pulled out and won. He had an overtime loss to myself, and then he went and stomped out the Raiders. And so now he has the Jets coming up, the Saints coming up, the Chargers, the Chiefs, the Patriots. He has some tough games coming up, but if LB can really figure out that defense and – especially how to stop those specific routes, then not just the AFC, but the entire league needs to be on notice and be on the lookout, because he'll be trending upward very soon. And that's it for second down. Third down, sir.
Third down. I wanted to give a shout-out to someone. I know, and y'all probably going to be like, oh, this guy Turkey always talks about this, but I just want to give a shout-out to my midseason MVP right now. My guy, Blunt Force Trauma, also known as LeGarrette Blount, also known as I'm going to smack you in the mouth and dare you to do something about it. This guy here has been on a freaking tear, man. Like who's going to stop him? Who? Honestly, I talk about him so much because I really want to know who's going to stop him. I may sound like a little fanboy right now. I don't care. But guess what? Until y'all do something about it, I'm going to keep talking about him. We're talking 189 carries, 1,191 yards, 6 yards a carry for 24 TDs. We halfway through the season. This dude is going to end up with 50 touchdowns before the season's over. Wow. 50. This is crazy. So, yeah, y'all got to start loading up the box. Something. NFC East, y'all need to stop that. Either that or somebody gonna have to hurt him. I mean, as bad as that sounds, I wouldn't wish that upon anybody. But somebody has to stop him. I just want to give a special shout out though to him. And then of course on the other side, the Eagles owner may have a completely another or a whole other player that may also have his own MVP consideration in Nathan Jerry, but I'm not going to get too much of him because Blunt is my guy. Jerry is just another there. That just shows you what kind of season that the Eagles is having right now. And that's all I got on third down. Steps, fourth down, finish us off, man.
All right, fourth down, fellas. So I'm going to go one more time to another article. First and foremost, let me just say that there's an owner that's out there that's been really surprising me with his play, and I'm expecting big things, but he kind of disappointed me of late. And that owner is Goins. Goins, you've been out there shining. I've been seeing you. I've been watching you. Congratulations on your recent success. But we have to touch on what just got finished happening last week. On his article, Week 8, Embarrassment, the Baltimore Ravens, who were shining, and they just saw their rivals, the Cleveland Browns, lose their first game of the season. They had the perfect opportunity to get a game back. They were playing the defeated Miami Dolphins. They had no wins, and they ended up losing the game 24-23. So Goins in this game, he was quoted as saying that the defense held their ground but couldn't make the plays needed to win the game. Then he noted things like forcing four fumbles and not recovering one, allowing seven quarterback tackles, and other stuff like that. See, guys, Goins, like, first of all, let me address Goins. Goins, you shine. You've been shining. And I respect the way that you've been playing. I've been watching your games. You run sim. You've been actually, like, diversifying, like, your playbook and your plays and your play calls in general. But, man, what happened? What happened? I played this guy. This guy is not good. No offense, fast half bad, because you're, you know, you always get your game scheduled and played in a timely manner. But what happened? You had everything in front of you to literally be a game back of B. You screwed up. You screwed it up. This is your fault. You screwed it up. But I still expect you to make the playoffs, to make a run at the division title, and to make a good run in the playoffs. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But
yeah,
that gave me pause. That made me think maybe I was a little overhyped about your success. Maybe it was just fake success. Maybe you had some easy matchups. I don't know. But here's hoping for better things in the future for the Baltimore Ravens. And that's it for fourth down. We out. We done with that.
All right. So moving on. So we're going to go over. We're going to do just a quick what's up with that. Just a couple of things that is like, you know, y'all know from last week. What's up with that? We trying to figure it out. So I think I touched on this when I started off. I touched on this a little early. Austin leaving the chat twice. What's up with that? Man, you take two late face kickings. I ain't even going to say two late face kickings. One of them you had no business losing. The other one, hey, man, you just the better person got to you on that one. But it's like, dudes, you take the L's and you leave and then you show back up when it's your next game and it's like, I'm just trying to figure out what's going on there. I mean, you can't be mentally defeated like that all the time. And I know I'm the one to talk because the guy who left the league last year, hey, whatever, screw you because you don't know the real story of why I left. So I would just like to know what's up with Austin leaving the chat like that every time he takes these late losses. So that's what you got on the next one, man.
All right. You kind of touched on it, but let me actually ask the question. Jalen Smith, 6 interceptions. What's up with that?
Oh,
like,
my
how
God.
Does that even... Like, at what point you say, okay, I'm not throwing his direction anymore? Like, well, why are we still throwing at him?
Yo,
he had 7 interceptions. He had 7 interceptions going into the game, right? And he ended the game with 6 on his own. He has freaking 13 interceptions on the season now.
I just have one suggestion for whoever threw those interceptions.
Get your head out your butt and let's play baseball tomorrow.
Well, hold on, Ron. We're not playing baseball. But you need to get your head out your butt. Whoever that is, they are tripping. 6 picks to the same person? 6 picks to the same person? Like, come on. I know I throw a lot of picks. I lead the league in picks. But I'm not going to heave them up to the same person at least I'm spreading the picks out. It's like, I'm like, Oprah, you get a pick, but I'm not giving it to the same person. Like, here's a basket of picks. You can have them. No, we're not doing that. That is ridiculous. Whoever that is, whoever did that, I'm sorry. You have to just, you need some like special time where you just sit in the corner by yourself and you think about what happened. Okay, we're gonna move on from that one. We'll go to the next one. Okay, so something I want to point out. What's up with that? And it's really not a bad one. This is actually a good one. I just want to know what's up with that. So if somebody has the end on this one, just let me know about what's going on with this. AC started off the season 1-3. We're talking about the Chiefs, Kansas City Chiefs owner. Started off the season 1-3. He's rung out 4 in a row now, 5-3. We talking playoffs. He's going to make the playoffs. That's right. Where Jim at? Jim.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game. Another game.
I hope they win another game, Jim. I think AC's finally moving and grooving now. What do you think, Steph? You think AC's hit the stride now? He's about to turn it on, make this run?
I'm skeptical only because it's been a full Madden, and I don't think he made a title game in the entire last Madden. So I'm skeptical. I mean, I hope so, but I don't know.
I got faith, man. I got faith. I really got faith in him. I really think he's going to make it. But I guess moving on from that, do you want one more thing, or do you want to have steps times now? Get everything you need off your chest.
I mean, hey, I got nothing. You good? I'm good. What's up?
All right. In that case, we can let's swing it over to we're going to make our predictions. For the week, we want to get to everybody's games. We got just about a full slate of games, minus the few that have already taken place. So we're going to go through and we're just going to give our pick-ems. And let's see, we are pulling up this week's schedule. We have so only four games have been played this week. Let's start from the top. We got Bills and Jets. Who you got winning that game, Steps?
I'm going to say the Bills. I'm going to say the Bills because I believe that they figured everything that they need to figure out. Even though the Jets owner is good. So that'll be a tough battle, but I'm going to pick LB.
Yeah. And you know what's funny? Okay. So one thing I did want to bring up is that I want to say the Jets are probably top five in passing.
Wow. Really?
I believe. Yeah, I believe they're top five passing, and that's saying a lot. If they're not top five, they're near the top five. Because I remember I was skimming through, and that was one of the stats that kind of stuck out to me. They're top five in passing with those horrible QBs. Now, granted, he is on a good amount of picks, but the fact that he's able to move the rock through the air with those guys in that non-existent wide receiving core. That's really saying a lot. I'm going to put him down for the upset on this one. No slight to LB, but the Jets guy is in the slouch, like you said. So I'm going to give the Jets a close win, actually. I say he wins by a field goal on that one. I can't give you an exact score, but I think it's going to be a close one. We already got a final Falcons 43-16 over Carolina. I literally just heard Krim maybe about 30 minutes ago about to have an aneurysm from just the sheer destruction that Q was putting on the ball. So that one wasn't pretty. Moving on, we got Chan versus the Colts. We pretty much know how that one's going to go because the Colts is controlled by no one. So we'll skip through that and pray that Chan doesn't lose to the computer. We have the Bengals versus Jags. We got Bird the Word versus Bando. Who you got on that one?
I think people are asleep on the Bengals. I think the Bengals are a really good squad. But I am going to say that the Jaguars and Leonard Fournette, who I will be talking about in just a little while, will go ahead and pull off that win. But I think that one will be a close one.
All right. Well, if you want to talk about it, we have to get through this because we got about a good 5 minutes. So we'll keep it moving. We got Saints-Bucks. I ain't going to ask you that. Anyway, Okay, honestly, it's that game. I'm going to pick you. Obviously, I just think you have a well-rounded game, offensively and defensively. As far as the Saints are concerned, they're strictly offense. I just played them last week. It's all offense. There's nothing else. So I honestly think you'll pull that one out. It maybe by 2 touchdowns. Also, going over to the next game, we have Rams and Giants. That's JD versus Mets Rowell. Who you got?
I got Giants in that one. I think that was going to be a pause in advance, a blowout. I think Giants are going to destroy them.
Gotcha. There ain't nothing to say there. We got 49ers, Carolina. 49ers and Cardinals. Who you got in that game, if that game even gets played?
Cards, they're going to redeem themselves from the first loss they had against them.
Gotcha. All right, and then we got Redskins, Seahawks. That is Rorschach versus Unknown Dharma.
I think Redskins bounced back in that one. They just got destroyed by like 50-something points. But I think they'll go ahead and Matt will catch that work this game.
I hope the Seahawks are listening. We're still watching you. You're falling apart.
Trending downward.
Trending down. All right. After that, we got AC versus Gomes. That should be a good one. Chiefs at Cowboys. Who you got?
You know, actually, no offense to AC, but I don't think that'll be a good one. I think Gomes has had AC's number in the past, and I think it's going to continue. I think the Cowboys win by probably more than 21.
Jesus, that is no faith. I got faith. AC, AC going to come through. AC, cook his ass. You win by 2 touchdowns. You whip his ass. You show him what's up, and you go on this run for the ship because I have faith in you, sir. I do, okay? I'm picking AC for the win. And the last game, the Monday night game for that week, is going to be Packers at Lions. I don't even know. This is just two
really?
Hopeless teams right here.
Okay. No, I got this one, man. All right, so Julian is a good owner, good user. Turk, you are not a good owner, a good user. But I do think it's about that time. At home, Monday night, I think you get the job done, but it'll probably be by the grace of God that you find a way to win.
100. All right, you kept it 100. I appreciate that. All right, with that being said, we got 2.5 minutes still. I know you have some stuff you want to get off the chest, so just going to let it out, man. We're going to let Steps just rock the mic here. Pause, and we just go.
All right, listen, we're going to run through this real quick. All right, so I got some midway point awards that I want to give out real quick. So the NFC Offensive Rookie of the Year, I want to go ahead and give this out to Dalvin Cook of Minnesota. He has 162 carries, 649 rushing yards, and 12 touchdowns. The runner-up right now is looking like Davis Webb from the New York Giants. So shout-out to y'all, too. Y'all, too, keep shining. AFC Offensive Rookie of the Year, right now I'm looking at quarterback Patrick Mahomes from KC. He's 130 of 185, 2,593 passing yards, 18 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, but he has 4 rushing touchdowns. Next man up after that would be DeShone Kizer over from Cleveland. NFC Defensive Rookie of the Year, I got middle linebacker Nathan Geary. Right now is by a landslide from Philly. 44 tackles, 1.5 quarterback tackles, 11 interceptions, which this is before the game that they just played against Rob and one forced fumble. The next man up will be defensive end Tack McKinley from Atlanta. Moving on to AFC Defensive Rookie of the Year, left outside linebacker from Baltimore, Tyus Bowser. He has 33 tackles, 13.5 quarterback tackles, 2 forced fumbles, which the 13.5 quarterback tackles coming into this week are leading the league. So shout out to Goins and shout out to the Baltimore Ravens for that. Middle linebacker Zach Cunningham from Houston would be the next man up on that. NFC Offensive Player of the Year. Right now I have Blount Trauma, a.k.a. halfback LeGarrette Blount from Philly, 146 carries, 898. 6.2 average, 20 touchdowns, which this is before the games that got played this week got played. Next man up after that would be Ezekiel Elliott. Moving on, AFC Offensive Player of the Year, I got halfback Leonard Fournette. 148 carries, 825 rushing yards, 5.6 average, and 12 touchdowns. The next man up after that would be wide receiver Brandon Cooks. NFC Defensive Player of the Year, right now I got middle linebacker Jalen Smith from Dallas. He has 27 tackles, 2 quarterback tackles, 13 interceptions, which leads the league, and 1 forced fumble and 1 touchdown. And then after that, I got left end Daniel Hunter from Minnesota. AFC Defensive Player of the Year, right now I got free safety Devin McCourty from New England. He has 42 tackles, 9 interceptions, and 1 touchdown. After that would be cornerback Jimmy Smith. All right, so real quick, I'm just going to hit the Coach of the Year. I got Browns, I got Falcons and Cowboys tied in the NFC, quarterback MVP. I got Matt Ryan, and that's it for me. Woo.
Yo, people, I appreciate y'all listening. Hey, man, like I said, it's always a lot of content for us to cover, but we appreciate y'all listening to us every week. It's something that we're trying to deliver every week on time, all the time. So with that being said, this is JTurk214, owner of the Packers. Find it out with my boy Steps, and y'all be